I remember this one time he was telling me about the time he got this chick to squirt, and we were like, fucking what? Like, that's insane. Try me, try me. You know what I mean? Like, welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by the people, because some people
can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
No matter what day it is.
I don't know what today is, but we're excited to bring this episode to your listening ears. This was something Val and I went back and forth on for a little bit. We thought we'd give it some air to breathe, and it seemed fitting after our relationships podcast. We should talk about this. This episode's called Open or Closed, and we'll be talking a little bit about open relationships and polyamory, just a little bit more on the modern take towards dating and dating practices. And I feel like I am more of a progressive when it comes to this topic, and so I think it would be a good balance considering we have our
traditional
traditional bi plus couple over here, and then there's me. So we will see, yeah, what we're cooking up right now. But Val brought to the table a lot of fun things. But just to kind of check in, how you doing? How was your week? What the fuck did you? What were you up to? I feel like I didn't see you that much this week.
Just working.
You're always working.
I was not feeling so hot, so I was going to sleep at 8. I mean, that's not really typical.
She's always not feeling hot. I've been on spring break, so I've been fucking around.
Feeding goats.
Feeding, yeah, I've been taking care of my mom's farm. She vibrates at a frequency that
she
I'm just
not. She loves taking care of your farm.
Mom, it's basically my life duty to pay you back in small favors, such as watching your house while you go do magic things on the beach. Okay. But no, it's been a chill last week, but we just haven't, like, I feel like I haven't seen you this week, but I have, haven't I?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen you at all this
week.
Well,
I saw you on Monday when our friends didn't want to participate in the podcast.
That was Monday.
We know who you are.
It was a good episode, but here we are. Flash forward to, yeah, to really what takes us off. And we have a few main questions here, but I don't know. I'll let Val kind of reel it in because, I mean, I guess as far as some history goes, you know, with open relationships. So my partner and I, Brandon, you know, we dabbled in this a while ago. The only reason we closed our open relationship is because I fucked it up. So I'm happy to admit that. I'm not happy to admit it, but I'm going to admit it. It was totally me, and it continues to be me as I work towards, I mean, we definitely have had a lot of conversations about going back into that type of relationship, if I could just get my shit together. So we'll talk a little bit about kind of some do's and don'ts and, you know, things that I uncovered while going through this journey. It is going to be one-sided because he's not here, but at the end of the day, you know,
it's your,
I think,
perspective,
my side's really
your,
the only kind that matters. So
it's your experience, it's your journey.
This is for me. So
yeah,
it's my podcast. But no, I yeah, I learned a lot. But ultimately, you know, comes with I guess a lot of lessons learned.
I'll start with a statistic that I read, and I was like, oh wow, I didn't know that. So for open relationships, it doesn't say marriages, it says relationships. Researchers estimate that 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. are a part of a consensual open relationship, so it would be reasonable to think that this type of relationship is healthy and appropriate for some people.
For some
people. They did that very well.
What do you mean, some people?
Not me, maybe you. That's
what
that means.
Yeah, no, for sure, absolutely.
So, in my notes, I literally have that Amanda has tried this, and that's what you ultimately want in life. So how are you going to get there?
How am I going to get there? I'm going to stop breaking the rules. That's what I'm going to stop doing. So the thing with open relationships, and this is my experience, I'm not speaking for any of y'all motherfuckers who are currently in one, okay? You have to communicate 10 times more and with such brutal honesty than you ever do in a monogamous relationship. And I'm talking every fucking little thing. And some people, oh, I don't want to do that. But it's like you would in a monogamous relationship anyways, right? If somebody texted you who's not supposed to be texting you, who's not your mom, you need to communicate that. Well, in an open relationship, that's expected because you guys are open. So the obligation is almost a gray area, right? Where you don't have to necessarily communicate that because that's an expectation as you guys are going to oversee, but it's out of respect for the other partner. And I had a really bad case of entitlement. And so coming off of us, you know, first we broke up and there was a lot of trauma there. We get back together and I'm letting him know, like, yo, I'm talking to girls, like I'm bisexual, which is another element of it. And I also, the deeper I got into monogamy and the practice of monogamy and the history of monogamy, you know, taking part from creating the 16th century is really this, you practice monogamy. And so just like you practice Christianity, you practice a lot of other things. I realized that my whole life, I've only really paid tribute to other monogamous couples. Like, I've only been in monogamous relationships. I've only seen my parents in monogamous relationships. So I literally thought that's how it was supposed to be. Lo and behold, no. You don't have to go to church if you don't want to go to church. Mm-hmm. You don't have to date one dude if you want to date one dude. The thing is finding other people who, you know, align with that. And so the more I got into monogamy and really understanding what that practice was all about, there was just some things that I did not align with, especially as a bisexual female. And Brandon is a very understanding and open individual, but at that time, he was also willing to do anything to be with me, which is a very, very slippery slope. And I think that's where a lot of open relationships and poly relationships start, is that you have a reacher and a settler, right? You have someone, usually the man on more than one occasion, who's like, hey, I want to try being with other people. Like, are you open to that? And the girl's like, you know, I love you so much. I mean, maybe I would totally be open to that if you love me. Would you love me more? And that just offsets the power. So there was a little bit of that. And there was ebbs and flows in our relationship where I would over communicate and we would almost have this sense of camaraderie on who we were talking to. I'd be like, yo, I'm talking to this one chick. He'd be like, yo, I'm talking to this one chick or this one chick. I remember this one time he was telling me about the time he got this chick to squirt and we were like, fucking what? Like, that's insane. Try me. You know what I mean? Like, so happy about it. And I think when we were in that flow and I was over communicating and respecting the boundaries that we had set and just playing by the rules, not being a hoe.
We can't
Snapchat.
Even have a Real Talk Sunday Snapchat because of you.
Fuck. Damn.
Is it
my fault?
Real talk.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. So that was the thing, is when it was good, it's because I was playing by the boundaries we had set and I was respecting the relationship, right? The moment I strayed outside of those, that's when the issues dropped, was that, I wasn't communicating every little thing. Yo, it wasn't even like a who are you texting. It's like, oh, what's going on? We haven't checked in a while. Are we good? And lo and behold, I got 3 or 4 text messages that I've been going back and forth on. Nothing crazy. I'm not sending nudes. I'm not doing anything crazy. But I'm talking to somebody. There's something there that needs to be communicated tenfold. I would pick and choose who I was sharing my. I don't know why. You know, I mean, some part of me does know why. Just because there were some relationships that go way, way back versus new ones. I was happy to share with him the new ones. I didn't know who this fucking guy was, and neither did he. I don't know who this girl was, neither did he. It was the old relationships that would creep in where I would be like, oh man, this person doesn't know I'm in an open relationship. And I kind of want to play both sides of the fence and then maybe come in and say, hey, so I'm kind of also in an open, you know what I mean? I was being an entitled bitch about it. I was playing both sides of the fence, and that wasn't fair to Brandon or to, you know, the people I'm talking to. But that's the thing with open relationships. You gotta have brutal honesty. You have to set boundaries and you gotta revisit those boundaries often. You have to have real communication about these boundaries. You know, and three, like the jealousy factor and the trust factor, you guys have to check yourself. It just doesn't work for everybody. You're exactly right. If you're a naturally jealous person, yeah, fucking right. This isn't gonna be for you. That's fine. Brandon and I are not naturally jealous people. We're really not. So it worked for us. The communication is what I struggled with. But yeah, I think you get that question. I think that's a big question a lot of people in open relationships. How are you going to handle the jealousy? We're going to talk about it. When it comes up and I'm feeling some type of way, I have to talk about it. If we are not open and fluid in our communication, that means I don't feel I can come to you with this feeling. And I even just told Val, like, I saw this on TikTok. It was like, you cannot be jealous of something that you don't want. When people feel jealous, it's because they're coveting or they want something that they do not have. Money, a body, time, whatever the fuck it is. And with a lot of the relationships that he was pursuing, because he's straight, so it was only other women. I'm dabbling with other women and men, mostly other women. And so he would come to me with like my, you know, one of my fears is like, you're going to find a woman who embodies all these things and you're going to be like, oh shit, am I gay? I'm not even bi, maybe I'm gay. So his fear was having another woman come in. But he would have jealous tendencies or would mention more when I was talking to other guys, because it was kind of this typical, you know, he's used to just other dudes. But for me, like, I don't know. I'm fucking cocky. I'm confident, honestly. Yeah, like, I know I'm not built the way I was before our two kids, but, like, you want somebody else, go fucking get them.
For real.
Good luck.
Preach.
You want to find somebody better than me, baby? I welcome the challenge. Please go. Because as soon as you exit, like, that clears up mental state for me. Mm-hmm. I get to go about being my gay ass self. Like, I get to go about cleaning my house, my underwear, inviting girls over to have a PJ party. Like, I'm going to be fine. You do you. As long as you still show up for our kids, it's going to be fine. And he knows that about me. And that's the thing with him too. I've never met another man like Brandon. Like, I really haven't. So if you know, he would call me out on that all the time. Like, all the time. You want to find somebody who's not going to hold you accountable? You're going to find somebody who's not going to try and make you be better, do better? Go find him. Go. Here we are. So there was a lot of that,
but
in just communication.
You gave him a deadline to your birthday.
My birthday. I said, I will try
that's
this monogamy.
Some shit. I'm not about that.
It's my birthday.
That's something.
Yeah.
Ooh, save that for the segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you think that this is more of a fantasy than a reality? Like, yours sounds fun and that you can do it and you just messed up and it was working. But for how long? How many months was that?
God, I don't even know. 4?
Yeah. Not very long.
It was not very long. Also because we were stacked against getting back together after having a nasty.
You said, I'll get back together with you if we can have an open.
But you
got to
realize, like, we got to have an open relationship. And he was like, yes, ma'am. And for the first little bit, it was super fun. It was really great. And so I think to answer that question is, it can absolutely be a reality. It just takes as much work and consistency as a monogamous
but
relationship.
But why would you want to do more work than a monogamous relationship? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
More work on top
it
like the dating.
It takes more energy
and update.
Because. For sure. I don't feel like I would be so jealous. I mean, real talk, I would be
jealous.
You're
a jealous bitch. Both of you are both of you are jealous bitches. Like, you guys are. Real Talk Sunday, it's intense.
She's more jealous than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Sure, yeah.
But what...
I love that for you.
Anyways, cool. I can't even remember what I was going to say now.
I'm so flustered. The truth just flusters my fucking feathers. Hard.
What I'm saying is, I can't imagine putting the energy into that if, like, talking to somebody else. I can barely manage what I got going on, like, with all the things, like, talking to multiple people and then finding a way to see them and hook up with them. I mean, that just sounds exhausting to me.
Yeah, I think at the time it seemed a little bit more of kind of like just a way of life. Like, just it was part of our priorities at the time. And like, it was something that was ebbing and flowing. If he was out on a date, I had the kids and he would let me know if he was or was not coming home. Like, it was never his intent. And like, same with me at a date or something I was going out for. So it's just, again, the communication. But we never intended to have a polyamorous relationship, though. That was his thing. And that's something I actually do agree on. Took him a little while to be like, the boundary for me is when they start seeing like stars about love and they're like, wow, I really like both of you. Like, I want to move this to the next level. That's when we're gonna have to part ways as friends. I'm so sorry. Gotta release you. Because him and I, we are each other's number one. We are the priority. If you are not going to contribute to our joy, which is seeing other people, sleeping with other women, la la la, those sexual experiences. And then what we would do with couples, that shit was fun. So like, that was the gateway for us. It was fun. And it was the lifestyle that we enjoyed. So for us, I wouldn't consider it work. If I didn't want to talk to a guy or a girl, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
When I was tired, I'd sleep. You know, when I was hungry, I'd eat. So just for us, it was, it didn't seem like work. It was fun. It was a good time.
Well, yeah, because you get best of both worlds.
You really do, I thought. And we were a good fucking team. We really were. till I fucked it up. But that's the thing. It's like, yeah, you got the kids tonight, or I'm talking to this one chick. Guess what she said? What did you say? It was fun. There was almost the sense of competition even too, where it was like, you know, are you talking, how far are you with this girl? How are you talking with this girl? Or, you know, kind of where are you at with that one chick last week? Oh, she got a little creepy on me. So it was just great. We had fun with it.
But like, what about how they always say like, oh, if you love somebody, you couldn't go have sex with somebody else? Or do you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's a very monogamous.
I know. I'm just asking.
It's almost like if you love God, you can't possibly go love other gods.
No, I'm just saying that's what they like preach on anything.
For sure. In a very strict society that, you know, in a Christian society that preaches monogamy. Absolutely. That makes the most sense to you guys. But for me, no, I would absolutely live for that guy. Are you kidding me? There was a lot of times too where I would just do whatever it took, bury a body with that fool, still to this day would die for him, and I would absolutely sleep with another woman tomorrow with his consent, with his approval, with us, you know, having boundaries set and our communication, if it was approved and open to us both. But I think that's a complete farce, and I think that's a lot of people who can't separate or even compartmentalize relationship versus love versus affection versus other things. I think that also comes from a very, dare I say, like trauma mindset, to where it's like, I don't associate sexually or like the urge of feeling of being wanted to fill a void for me.
Right.
It's not something that I need to be healthy. It's something I enjoy doing, like a hobby, like playing volleyball. Mm-hmm. So for me, I can separate church and state and absolutely go home to somebody who I absolutely would love and go do whatever else for, you know, make his dreams happen, make his dreams come true, and vice versa. But I think it's just very closed minded statement from a very, you know, religious or structured societal point of view.
Right. I'm just thinking in my mind about how devastating people are when they get cheated on. But that's what's coming in my head, is like, everyone is like, he cheated on me, my life's over. But like, if you just had an open relationship, you wouldn't have that issue. But,
or you guys broke up because he came to you and was like, real talk, I need to be so transparent with you. I am having thoughts about sleeping with other women because right now we're just not doing it. I don't know if it's the communication. I don't know if it's physically what's going on here, but I keep constantly thinking about fucking my secretary, and I don't know how to get out of this right now. And the last thing I want to do before I break your heart and leave you with all of the trauma and baggage of cheating on you is we need to have a conversation. If you're not open to me doing that or us in an open relationship or anything, then we need to break up, because I respect you enough to not cheat on you and leave you with all of that for the rest of your life. But people aren't really to have that conversation.
I was
going to
say, nobody does that. Nobody's ever going to have that. They don't do real talk.
They think they can get away with fucking murder. And sometimes they do.
And fucking their secretary.
Most of the time they don't. So at the end of the day, it comes down to communication. They shouldn't be in that relationship.
That's just something that came to my mind, because it's like, that's what you hear all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He cheated on me. He lied, and we weren't even together, cheated on me.
Some of these motherfuckers will have mistresses for like a decade, dude. A whole separate family. To my knowledge, I've never been cheated on. And my heart goes out to all the fucking people that do, because that shit fucks with you. That changes your brain chemistry. And a lot of people turn it inward.
Right.
What was wrong with me? What was wrong with what could I not do? Why wasn't I enough? Fucking country song, me, whoa, 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 I. For me, dude, oh my God, I could only imagine if a motherfucker cheated on me. I'm like trying to entertain that fucking reality. Go, motherfucker. Bye. Like, I don't get me wrong, I would mourn the breakup and the loss of that future. But I'm just so stupid cocky that I would be like,
if someone cheated on me right now, I'd be like, that's
next.
Cool. Yeah. You that know, sucks. I could say, I'd be like, damn, that sucks. Years of togetherness. Like, that's
that,
fucking horrible.
I will mourn that. I will cry on that.
We have three dogs. Like, there's a lot, but I'd be like,
Watch this motherfucker call back. I give it 2 weeks before he's like, I'm so sorry.
Totally.
I'm fucking the best pussy ever. Bitch, I know. And I'm funny. Fuck you. You're stupid. Damn, you
how
gotta be
so stupid
to cheat on me. And if you do.
Do you know how many people want us when we go out?
Regardless.
I'm just saying.
Like, regardless. But even that, like, yeah. And the lack of respect you had to have. And that's the thing, too. that just screams I'm fucking insecure and I can't even communicate with my partner about it. That's just you not being on a same level EIQ as me, brother, and that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. I have to release you with love.
I'm starting to think that all relationships, not all, that was a generalization, most, it is because we know it's communication, money, all those things, but it's because they don't have an emotional IQ.
They're continually working on
it. And they're not working on that. And so because they can't have real talk with their partner.
That's a bulk of it. Especially those. Here's one right now. I was involved with somebody for a while. Fucking married, kids, the whole nine, right? But we'd been talking for years. And I was his sexual outlet because his wife did not understand.
But that's wrong.
Very wrong. And I had to cut it off. After Brandon put a gun
in
my head.
Agree to disagree. We'll say that is wrong. That was one of my fucking topics.
They even said that, though, too. Like, you're right. And him and I had a real talk about it. He was like, you're contributing now. Now that you're aware, now you're part of the problem. And when we know better, we do better, right? Oh, my God, you're right. It's just frustrating to hear people who cannot communicate with their partner that they're signing up to do life with till death do you part. And you can't tell them, I have kinks. I really want to talk to you about what I want
because
in the bedroom.
It's taboo.
It's taboo.
Okay. Well, depending on who the girl or
guy is. Mine's fucking money.
Theirs
is a finger in the ass. It's what the fuck ever it is, right? But then at the end of the day, they also have this commitment a lot of times within religion, right? That they feel obligated to this relationship. Yeah. I have a child with this person now. I can't leave. Okay, but when you're fucking miserable and that child's growing up in that atmosphere, that's what's going to be a part of that memory in that childhood. If you're not your best self in your relationship, it doesn't matter if you're staying together for the kids. Like, I totally get that. I've been there. But if you're fucking miserable and you're lying to your spouse and you're cheating, like, now we're setting a precedent for our children. That's how we cheat our partners? Because it's going to come out. It's going to come out.
Totally.
It's going to come out.
But what if you're in an open relationship and your partner starts hooking up with someone that's married?
Ooh. So there's a lot of, I think, different approaches to that, but that's a boundary that you'd have to set within your open relationship.
But I'm just saying that's not good.
No. Or if it's like, hey, so they're married, they're going through a divorce. Is that what they told you?
Yeah.
Or is that, do they show you the court docs?
Say anything to hook up.
Right. Are they proving the car facts? Yeah. Like, or did they bring the diagnosis paper to the table and you checked it? Is it a lawyer involved? Are they going through a court case right now? Or he just took his ring off? You know what I'm saying? So that's, I think, limitations.
Does he have a tattoo
it.
Of her name on her stomach?
In which case, smash. Smash it. So that's, I think, a boundary between you and your partner in the open relationship. But ultimately, too, that's that's real communication within it and understanding if they're going through the process of divorce or they are separated, like where your boundaries as a couple lie within that and that third party.
Right.
I mean, but my view,
interesting.
I mean,
though.
No. I mean, if they're literally cheating on you and you know and you've caught them, you got to dismiss. Thank you. We don't want a part of that. You don't want more drama. It's not
more
adding.
Drama.
Again, it's not adding to our open relationship. It's not feeding us, making me have. That's a lot. Release.
The wife calls you.
Goodbye.
What do they say on Sex and the City? And she goes, we're willing to bring you in for a threesome or whatever.
No, thank you.
Samantha's like, oh,
okay, yeah.
No.
No, thank you. Last thing I need is both of y'all to fall in love with me. Fuck. No, thank you. But also, that usually, again, you have the wife trying to do anything she can to keep her husband happy or to keep him or whatever, whether it's lifestyle motivator or what. Nope.
But, yeah, I think you and Brandon had it right, but other people don't have it right.
Yeah, well, and there's some people that absolutely execute this far better than we have. They've been doing it for forever, especially, like, in swingers. I mean, those people respect the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
Those people are there for the party. They're there for each other first, and the party comes. But that is open. You know how much work comes into that? And people think swingers have such bad taboo or are gross or whatever the fuck the stigma that comes with being in a swinging relationship. I always thought those motherfuckers were cool as fuck.
Yeah, you'd go to a swingers party.
Absolutely.
But as a human, though, when you're in an open relationship, are you going to hook up with the same person multiple times or just once and then move on to the next?
Again, that's boundaries within.
I'm just asking you.
Oh, me personally?
Well, I'm just, yeah.
I think for me, the boundary that we would have to, and we even talked about this, the moment that switch flips to, I'm starting to catch feelings.
That's what I'm going for is like...
Sever. Like that's... We are not serving. And also being able to communicate that with your partner. They are catching feelings for me or I'm feeling some type of way. It shifted from
feeling
we're just
a connection
fucking...
with this guy or mm-hmm. this girl. Yeah.
We're starting on this emotional connection. It feels different. Then we've decided that that is a boundary and you need to respectfully release them. It's no longer serving us. It's now taking away from us as a unit. It's no longer feeding that hobby, that need, that our lifestyle.
It's a lot of discipline.
It's and look at me. So I'm not ready for it, which is why I took a sober hiatus. But like for me, it just wasn't something I couldn't stay true to myself and true to my partner on. I didn't feel I had to. I didn't feel he deserved it. I didn't feel a lot of things. I felt entitled. And so it doesn't work when you feel that way.
You were on a power trip.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Ego city, baby. Yes.
You're like, this is great. I love this.
I love
me.
That everyone loves
oh
me.
Oh my gosh. He saw my Snapchat.
Oh my God. Do you want to do a threesome with him? You both can like rub my feet at the same time. That'd be so great. No, we can't do that. So.
That's
one of goals.
moving to our segment.
Agree to disagree.
You should not put a timeline on your monogamous relationship.
Disagree.
Well, I'm saying you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and I disagree with you.
You literally said your birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm still on this. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
My birthday. I said my birthday because, one, it was far enough in the future to where I knew that if, one, I needed a goal, mm-hmm. you know, something to set my eye on. And two, it was a respectable amount of time to prove to myself that, like, I've never had it came up this way because I was like, I've never had a problem being monogamous.
Yeah.
I'm not
never
a cheater.
Cheated. Yeah.
I'm not a fucking cheater. I don't play that game.
Just keep saying that word. Damn it. It's getting to me a little bit.
So I've never done that. And again, to my knowledge, never been done to me, right? And it causes a lot of fucking damage.
Little do you fucking know.
Brandon has been cheated on before. Ooh. So there's a dynamic there. And that's another thing too, is when you start to get into that open relationship and somebody has old trauma and you're not being upfront and honest, it's not going to fucking work. But it fell to me because I told him like, I can absolutely be monogamous. We were that for six fucking years, dude.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. In my sleep. Because it's a hard line. It's black and white. And I can say, no, thank you. I can't give you my phone number. I have an amazing boyfriend or I have a partner, blah, 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 blah. And I just wasn't doing that. So I was like, all right, then we'll just be monogamous. We'll turn the switch off. We're no longer open. So there's no gray area because I felt like if there was somebody, it started to slip up to where somebody would come into my DMs, my Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I would entertain it. But it wasn't dirty. There was nothing like... We weren't sending nudes. It was just like, hey, what's up? What's your name? Kind of that new meet cute, just added you kind of vibe. If I didn't tell him right away, that was the issue. Mm-hmm. I had to tell him right away so that it was authentic and it stayed, you know, where it was supposed to in that safe zone.
But honestly, you forget that what you've done.
Yeah, no, remind me.
Like, you literally forget, like, oh, fuck, I did respond to that guy. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's your, like, that's just you,
fucking
though.
Fucking Dory
he
over here.
He has to know that, though, that, like, you, there was no bad intentions.
Oh, yeah.
You literally just.
I fucking would forget all the fucking time, or I would literally be like, oh, that's meaningless. Beep. And then I would go about my day, and he'd be like, who the fuck is this guy telling you to have a great day? And be like, oh, which one? Like, what's the fucking guy? Oh, that guy? Yeah. He's fucking snooze, though.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He's fucking, we call him Mr. Vanilla. Remember that? We call him Mr. Vanilla. Well, you and Mr. Vanilla have a lot of, how was your day? My day was great. How was your day? My favorite. Oh, super great. You know what I mean? Oh,
you
want to
get a flight out here? Never mind.
Never mind. So that's, yeah, that was the biggest
thing. What if he's in Vegas or when we're in Vegas?
Bro, this is Brandon. Brandon, this is him. What's up? So how are we feeling on a scale 1 to 10? It is my birthday, as we all know. Okay. I believe we all in Paris. Eiffel Tower, anyone? I'm here for it. Yeah, you can.
You want to bet on me on roulette? And if I win,
give
we
me
get
money. But no, I completely disagree. I mean, agree to disagree.
That's
as
just
well,
me like, judging it. I'm being judgy, sure. And I think that's wrong to do to him because you know, he's so in love with you and you're so mm-hmm. in love with him. And that just sucks to have a freaking deadline
yeah.
to your monogamous relationship.
To review it, to bring but it up for
see,
review.
See, me, I'd be like, you're not putting a deadline on anything to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's probably why we're not together.
No,
is that it? But that was when we agreed to review it. Absolutely. And that's also how he got me into having two kids. Remember that? He was like, in 1 year from today, we will, as long as you're open to the discussion of having kids in 1 year. I was like, yeah, sure, I'm open to it.
Oh, I remember the kid stuff. Yeah.
That fun talk. So I just put a deadline on it so we can review it. We got to bring it up to review.
Literally,
how are we
May
feeling?
20th.
How's my communication been? Mm-hmm. Like, have I earned the right to play again? You know what I'm saying? Have we earned the right? Are we back? What more
can
do I need to work on?
And
can
play?
I go outside and play, Dad? Am I not grounded anymore? But no, at the end of the day, like, Real Talk Sunday, I'm a bisexual female. Women are a big part of my life, and I would like them to be a bigger part of my life. But he is like, bro, that guy's my soul. Like, he's beyond soulmates. You're like, what is my twin flame? Fucking Megan Fox bullshit. But no, we've had many lives together. I know we have. And so, like, he's that important to me. But I love women too, and he's not about to deny that part of me, which is right. even why I
which
love him
is
even
good.
More.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, don't get me wrong, great to see the love of his life with another beautiful woman. And too, and that's when we're out and about too. I was like, one of my biggest fantasies is him and I are in a tropical place and we both just see this girl, we're just like, you or me, man. Which, you know, I'll be right back. Like, go get it. Absolutely. Like, that's both of ours just like dream. So I love that too, but
I do not have these same dreams.
But as far as like monogamy goes, you know, as far as like agree to disagree,
you're supposed to ask the question.
Do you feel that monogamy is the only true way to be in a relationship, in a committed relationship?
For me, but for other people, I don't care what everyone else does.
As long as it works for them.
Yeah, I'm totally good with that. I'm not someone that's going to be like, that's not okay. But I'm just saying I can never do it and I don't want to do it.
Here's a good one.
I don't think anyone could talk me into it either.
Agree
like
to disagree.
If they were like, come on.
As a bisexual female, right?
Yeah, bi plus.
So does that mean bi plus? Does that mean you're also into trans? Like, have you seen a trans? So when I hear bi plus,
no.
I hear, because bisexual
have I
is.
Not explained bi plus
you
to you.
Have.
It's my
if you
own
were
thing.
Not with Kayla,
yeah.
you'd be with a man.
Yeah.
She knows that. I know that. We all know that. That's bisexual.
You really like to mock me. Do I mock you? No.
Okay, I will stop. If that hurts your feelings, I could stop doing that. Starting now. So that's bisexual. You
yeah.
like women and men, regardless of who your main is at the time.
Right,
you
right.
date women and men. When you put a plus on it for me, that means for me, plus.
No, I'm not pansexual.
Yeah, or like
or anything know. Like that. No, it's just that I'm with Kayla for all these years, but if we break up, I'm not going to be with another.
You probably won't be.
Probs, yeah. 87% sure. Anyway, no, I'm not into trans, and no offense if anybody else is into that.
I am. What's good? I couldn't imagine too. Brandon would be like, I don't know. I couldn't imagine
he'd
if
be
I
like
he the thing. This is what I fucking love about this motherfucker. He'd be like, let's try it. I'll try it one time.
One time. See,
it's like that's how I feel about food. I'll try it one time.
Yeah, you do try any food.
I'll
that makes
once.
Sense.
Does
no,
it taste good?
I'm not into
I'll be
that.
Back.
I'm definitely not into
I'm
that.
I'm not a texter person.
Yeah, no. I don't look at TikTok or Instagram and be like, ooh, like you do. Not for me. Like you were saying about the kink, tick, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Kink talk.
Yeah. But no. I just found someone that I love, but mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it.
That's beautiful.
And she loves me.
And she loves you. It's amazing. Any other agree to disagree for me? These are good. You had good questions. I feel like, did we table anything earlier on? The married shit? Oh, you already asked that.
Oh, I know what our good friend Frank said of who does the finances in that. Say you are in a polyamorous or like you have three people in your relationship.
Oh, fucking polyamory.
Yeah, but not even that. Just if you had three people in it or whatever, you know, who pays for all the stuff? Is it still the man that's in it? But what if it's three women? Who pays for all that?
Yeah, I mean, to answer that question, so that's a gender conforming question.
I know, I'm
right?
just saying.
So
but...
here's, and that's the thing too, is typically within a heterosexual relationship, yeah, right, you're gonna have these gender roles where the man covers the bill, the woman
yeah.
does. we've never conformed to that in my relationship since the jump. I've always paid for pretty much everything, but I've always had the fiscal advantage. He's been a stay-at-home dad. I had to cover the bills, right? When now you break it into a poly, I've never been in a poly. I have no desire to be in a poly. I have to serve myself and my partner. I'm not even able to do that 100. You know, I'm still learning how to serve him better in our relationship. We've been together like coming up on 7 years on and off. But to have a third party in that, whew, that sounds like a lot. That sounds like work.
Wouldn't you just think it would, I mean, agree that it should be split three ways, like if you had roommates.
Well, yeah, if you guys are all living together, utilities, and that's the thing too. That's why it's almost attractive when you come to this, or when you have more than one woman living in the house too. You're splitting the workload, you're splitting the chores, you're splitting the bills, like especially if they have a steady income. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine alleviating your household by one third? Hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to pick up the kids today from school. Oh my God. Having that third member of the household.
I think you would like that, honestly. You would like a lot of it.
I mean, two men get fucked.
No. I'm saying another woman that was like, I'll get the kids today. You'd be like, oh, thank you so much. And you'd be like, I'll go down on you tonight for that.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, I could see you making deals like that. I'm going to go take a nap.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, I could say that.
100%. But like the poly commitment too, because you're now thinking of a relationship, right? So this is this intimacy, this is emotional intimacy. You're bringing now them in on your life. You're introducing them to your children, which like the more the merrier when it comes to a successful family. You now get social input on this, right? Yeah. I could just love telling my family like, hey, this is like, Rebecca.
He's like, actually, I'm loving Rebecca and I'm not into you anymore.
Yes. Toodaloo. She's growing. She's evolving. Yeah. And we just feel like we've talked and we feel like you.
It's like the Sister Wives show. And they're like, we're bringing another one in. Oh, are you?
No, that definitely, like, and there's even videos that I've seen where it's like, dude, you get your heart broken in a monogamous relationship. Try getting your heart broken in a polyamorous relationship. That shit hurts. It hurts. Hurt. The level of betrayal, you know what I'm saying? But like, when it comes to splitting the bills through, I think absolute utilities, all that stuff. Again, boundaries. What have you guys discussed up front, right? But when you're going out, it's usually just like, who wants to pick it up? Almost like the intent behind it. Hey guys, do you want to go out to dinner tomorrow night? Is everybody free? And then when you're sitting there, if everybody's intent is to pick up the check, this is a non-issue issue.
Right.
You know, or the person who invited everybody's intent is, well, I'm going to treat the people that I love to a great experience and quality time and good food. Of course I'm going to pick up the check. That's not an issue. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I really appreciate it. So really it lies with the intent and the boundary discussed. But I mean, I can only imagine having a third roomie who just like, oh, alleviates a third of the workload, man. That would be ideal. But again, that's not every case.
You just need a live at home nanny that actually works out.
We're not doing that again. We're not doing that again. Sounds terrible.
Okay, so the question is, Frank, open or closed?
Close.
Panda?
Open.
Closed.
Open all day, baby.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for joining us on today's Real Talk Sunday, where we discuss open or closed. The answer is open, everyone. but I think
Amanda is open for service after May 20th.
So, go ahead and email me at no, just kidding. We'll be in Las Vegas. Come find us.
Yes.
Yeah, a week before. Yeah, we're getting ready for Vegas. But and I think at the end of the day, when it comes to especially if you guys are out there right now in a relationship and everything, this is the biggest one in your gut, in your body is saying, this is not me. I am not happy. I'm engaged and I am not happy. I am in a relationship and I've been with him for so fucking long. I'm not happy. You need to listen to that voice and you need to find a way out. Start your plan early and revisit it often. Take slow, gradual baby steps, especially if it's something where you can't easily get out of. You guys have ties. But at the end of the day, you're living one life. It is your own. And then you're going to fucking die. That's it. So you might as well have the most fun. You might as well enjoy yourself. You might as well explore yourself. If you're not happy, don't be in it. And don't let society, your fucking parents, and other people tell you, you have to do this. I got married straight out of fucking high school. Like, not straight out, like a year or two out. But don't do it. Don't fucking do it. You don't have to. And so that's my biggest thing. You want to fuck around with multiple people, be safe about it. Wear a condom.
Make sure you get STD checks.
Be smart, be safe, communicate, but do you. And that's today's Real Talk Sunday. And today's episode's new music, new artist is from Trippy the Kid, T-H-A, the Kid, Leedle-Leedle-Lee. This is one that always turns me up before for sports, before I play or I go work out. So enjoy.
Sway. I'm on a team, I'm a 2 for 3. Breaking your knees, then I release, hitting that buzzer beater. Winning the game, I'm winning. I let my brother beat him. I couldn't lose if y'all made me a nuisance. I dropped from the fucking bleachers. Motherfuckers jumping in the mosh pit quick. If you got a big booty, better pop that shit. I've been looking for the bitty that'll rock my dick. Need a new flow that'll top this shit. Me and Sway be the team, always coming with the hits. Everybody love it when we drop them shits. I'ma spit it till I hit it and I got my fix. I don't even look like I should rap, but yo, I kill this shit. Working till it's perfect, fingers certain, no, you feel this shit. I spit a couple of balls at a time. Off of the dope, but it's coming out fine. Trippy been drinking 4 bottles of wine, but now I've been sober, I'm ready to grind. I'm a goof, and that's just the way I am. Don't follow the rules, and I don't stick to the pen. Saying it, always pretend. Hold up, hold up, wait up, hold up. Gotta change it up a little bit, like she gon' be with me. Got the bogo fed up in the blunt, we high as we can be. Out in Colorado for a while, I'm in the 303. Sending my vocals to Dutchman, we gon' be like little, little, little. Hit the stove for William, trip the kid, I get the tree for free. Pass the blunt to him so he get lifted, never seeing me. Higher than the universe, you know you wanna be a G. Trippy the kid to go, you already know you never beating me. The kid, I get the tree for free. Pass the blunt to him so he get lifted. Never see me higher than the universe. You know you wanna be a G. To be the kid to go, you already know you never beating me.